Demands for Action. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
It is common sense to require background checks for guns.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser at one of many gun control rallies held yesterday across the country. Demonstrators want tougher laws following the deadly shootings in Buffalo, New York and Uvalde, Texas.
Nowhere in the Constitution is unrestricted access to weapons of war a guaranteed right.
David Hogg survived the Valentine's Day shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida in 2018. A bipartisan group of senators is currently working on gun legislation. A gay pride rally in Idaho is making headlines for something that didn't happen. Police believe more than two dozen suspected white supremacists had plans to disrupt the rally, but they never got there. They were intercepted blocks away. Police say they were packed inside a U-Haul truck.
They were wearing arm patches. One of them said Patriot Front. The majority of them had logos on their hats. They were consistent with the Patriot Front group that you would see online. They were also wearing khaki pants, and everyone was dressed exactly the same.
Lee White is the police chief in Coeur d'Alene. He says the men who were all arrested had riot gear. President Biden is back on the East Coast after spending a few days in the West. Yesterday, he stopped in New Mexico, where a massive and stubborn wildfire has displaced thousands of people.
Governor, let me be clear. We will be here for you in response and recovery for as long as it takes.
The president said the federal government will cover the cost of the emergency response and the removal of debris. That responsibility is typically shared with state governments. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A U.S. service member is isolated on a military base in Germany after being diagnosed with monkeypox. The soldier hasn't been identified, and health officials say the risk to the overall population is very low. Monkeypox is spread by close contact with an infected person. At least 45 cases have been detected in the U.S. More than 1,300 cases are confirmed worldwide. Travelers heading to the U.S. no longer have to test negative for COVID-19 before boarding their flights. The CDC made the decision in part because vaccines and therapeutics are widely available, which has helped lower the risk of severe disease. Some doctors feel, though, it puts the public at risk.
I do think that there's a possibility that it will bring more infections. You see, it's not only that we're now lifting the testing requirements, but we also have no mask mandates.
Dr. Frieda Fischer is the founder and CEO of Midtown Atlanta Nephrology. The CDC says the testing requirement can be reinstated if necessary. Here's another consequence of the pandemic. Not enough professionals to keep an eye on swimmers this summer.
This lifeguard shortage, it is very severe right now. It could end up closing tens of thousands of pools nationwide. And one of the reasons for that is because a lot of aspiring lifeguards ended up finding higher paying jobs doing other things while the pools were closed during COVID. That is one of the reasons that we're dealing with this shortage right now. Also, the cancellation of lifeguard certification courses due to COVID in 2020 is playing a big factor. Some existing lifeguards were not able to renew their certifications, and they expire every 2 years.
Fox's Christina Coleman. A swimming pool is the place to be in the Southwest amid a punishing heat wave. Las Vegas, Phoenix, Denver, and Death Valley all posted record highs yesterday. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.